We're in this little series that we're calling Fan or Follower, and it goes along with a video that we watch as well as a little sermonette on Sunday morning. And today we want to talk about the invitation that Christ gives to each and every one of us. You know, if you listen to the commercials, you'll discover that they say things like, anyone can buy this car, or anyone can get this phone. But then when you go to purchase the product, you may discover that there are some fine print that has to do with certain qualifications in order for you to secure the product. Well, this morning I want you to look at Luke chapter 9 and verse 23 on your worksheet, and notice the words of Jesus when he said, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. If you'll notice there's not any fine print, not any real qualifications. It's telling us that anyone can come and follow Jesus. And so there are three or four things that I want us, before we watch the film today, I want us to think about just from this verse. First of all, we need to notice that Jesus makes it clear that anyone is welcome to follow Him. Anyone is welcome to follow Him. For Jesus to make that kind of an invitation in the society that He was a part of and lived in that day would have been different from all of the other religious leaders at that time. Most religious leaders in those times had a strict code. They had certain requirements that you had to meet in order to get in to even be a follower. It was an exclusive group. But when people begin to look at the followers of Jesus, they saw something entirely different. They saw stonemasons, fishermen, tax collectors, political hotheads, hardworking people. You see, Jesus changed the whole religious order when He was born into the world and went into His ministry. When Jesus made the invitation, people begin to realize that when He said anyone, He meant anyone. Anyone could become a follower of Jesus Christ. Quite an invitation. It's still open today. Secondly, I want us to notice very briefly, anyone means everyone. Anyone means everyone. Now, we kind of struggle with this in the church because we kind of like church the way it is. We want everything to stay the same. When everything stays the same, it often turns into man-made standards, man-made rules, and even how we're supposed to worship when we're at the church. All too often, the church is not designed for the outsider, for anyone at all. Most of church is designed to keep the insiders happy. But that's not what Jesus had in mind at all. You see, Jesus got rid of all those qualifications. And He said, anyone can follow Me. Now, not only did He get rid of all the qualifications, but that meant no more excuses. No excuses when it comes to following Him. Jesus was getting rid of all the reasons people give for not being a follower. It makes us ask, what excuse have we been hiding behind? I'm too busy to build a relationship with Christ. My home and my marriage is taking all of my time. Things have been really tough and I've had to get a second job to make ends meet. There are, of course, other excuses that we could use. I have too much baggage from the past. There's been addiction in my life. Maybe a divorce. But Jesus said, anyone can have a relationship with Me. That would mean bad sexual past, ex-cons, recently divorced, potheads, hypocrites, why even regular people can come and follow Jesus. You see, as the church, we need to get ready for what can happen when we embrace that invitation that says it's for anyone. When the church gets filled with the unchurched, which is my desire in Gonar, Nebraska, and we have to deal with all of those unwritten codes and all of those unwritten rules about how things are supposed to be, we'll be forced clear out of our comfort zone. Church will become a totally different place. As we rub shoulders with people who have different backgrounds, because here's the thing, we must welcome anyone. That's what Jesus did. And that's what Jesus says that we're supposed to do. Because our family can be made up of anyone. Anyone. By the way, that's why I am encouraging and challenging us as a church. When Easter comes, don't just invite your family. I want you to invite people that don't have a church. That's who we're really interested in. That's why we are here in Gonar, Nebraska. Invite people that don't have a church. Bring them with you on Easter Sunday morning. Have them stay for the brunch afterwards. Let them get to know the church. After all, Jesus said, "My house must be filled." You remember the first ones He invited didn't come. And boy, He sent His servants out to every place until they filled the house up with all kinds of people. Number four, because we are followers of Jesus, it's not just knowing it's for anyone. It's giving everything. It's giving everything. When Jesus makes His invitation, He welcomes anyone who would come after Him. But He also makes it clear that when you choose to follow Him, you're going to have to give Him everything if you want to be His disciple. So it's anyone, but it's everything. When rabbis in Jesus' day accepted people into their school as disciples, they left their homes and their jobs, and they left anything that seemed to be holding them back from being a disciple of the rabbis. If the rabbi went down to the market, his disciples followed him. If a rabbi went to call on the sick, his followers would go with him. His students would do everything that He did. Now, to follow the rabbi named Jesus Christ, this was going to cost even more if you were going to be a disciple. If Jesus decided to live without a home, His followers followed. If Jesus decided to go among the sinners and the shameful, His students followed. If Jesus decided not to flee persecution but face it head on, His disciples had to follow. So that's what Jesus Christ has to offer every one of us today. The greatest teacher, our Savior, who the greatest Savior, the only Savior who ever lived, offers you a chance to become one of His students. One of His disciples. One of His followers. Now, if we're just fans and not followers, we can't handle this. Fans prefer things to be shallow. Fans like the comfortable. Fans like things just like they've always been. No sacrifice. No putting Christ and His church first in our priorities. It's way down below. Everything else takes the place of Christ and His church. But followers, they're willing to listen. They're willing to hear stories of brokenness and sin. They're willing to welcome everyone with open arms. So when Jesus says anyone, He means everyone. No qualifications, no excuses. But even though He makes His invitation to anyone, He had also says it will cost you everything. I wonder, are you ready for that? Are you ready to be a follower of Jesus Christ? Or are you just a fan? Let's watch the video.